I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we travel far and wide to learn about some of the rarest languages in the world. Experts say over half of the world's 7,000 languages are in danger of disappearing. Every 2 weeks, one language disappears. As the last speakers of a language die off, the valuable information contained within a language also disappears. Join us as we learn about the cultural value of language and why endangered languages must be protected.
What would happen if you were the only person left who spoke your language? Who would you share stories with, sing songs to, or exchange jokes with? Who would understand your names for local plants, animals, and traditions? This is the example David Harrison and Gregory Anderson use to explain the situation of many people around the world whose local languages are disappearing. Mr. Harrison and Mr. Anderson head Living Tongues, an organization that studies and protects endangered languages.
Sometimes a language disappears immediately when the last person speaking it dies. Or a language might disappear more slowly. This happens when an official language is used more often and children stop learning the local language of their parents. This is not a new process. Official languages often represent a form of control over a group of people. Throughout history, the language spoken by a powerful group spreads across a civilization. The more powerful culture rarely respects the language and culture of smaller ethnic groups. So smaller cultures lose their local language as the language of the culture in power becomes the stronger influence.
For example, many native languages in the Russian area of Siberia are threatened. This is largely because of the hostile language policies of the former Soviet Union that forced the use of Russian as the official language. The Internet could be thought of as a new method of language control. The United Nations Cultural Organization, UNESCO, says that 90% of the world's languages are not represented on the Internet.
Experts say protecting languages is very important for many reasons. Languages contain the histories, ideas, and knowledge of a culture. Languages also contain valuable information about local medicines, plants, and animals. David Harrison and Gregory Anderson of Living Tongues say that many endangered languages are spoken by native cultures in close contact with the natural world. Their ancient languages contain a great deal of information about environmental systems and species of plants and animals that are unknown to scientists.
Each language also shows how a culture organizes information. For example, one word in the native language carrier spoken in British Columbia means, "He gives me an object like the fruit blueberries." In the Nevik language of Siberia, each number can be said 26 different ways, based on the object being counted. And in one language in Botswana, there are three main kinds of plants and animals: edible, eat things; harmful, bite things; and useless things. Here, Gregory Anderson talks about why languages are important.
Language is, in many ways, a window to the mind. What these languages contain are all kinds of ways that we structure the world. Language is a way of storing the history of a people. Languages reflect different historical contexts with other groups, for example, in form of loanwords that get borrowed from one language into another. And for people that have no written history, language can be one of the ways that that history can be gotten at just by looking carefully at the different layers in the language.
The Living Tongues Group has partnered with National Geographic to create the Enduring Voices Project. The goal of the project is to increase public attention about endangered languages and to study and document them. The project also works to prevent languages from dying out by identifying the most threatened areas where languages are disappearing. These hotspot areas include Northern Australia, Central South America, Eastern Siberia, and parts of the United States and Canada.
Enduring Voices recently traveled to Paraguay, a country with many different languages in addition to the main language, Spanish. Very few of these languages have been recorded and scientifically documented. The Enduring Voices team studied three rare languages, Ishir, Tobacum, and Maka. They made sound recordings of the language and took extensive photographs. Their documentation can be used in the future as a study tool and for language protection efforts if needed. They also provided a member of the Ibitso Ishir community with training and a language technology kit. With a computer, recorder, and camera, this language activist can work toward creating a dictionary of the Ishir language.
Many languages are also disappearing from the northwestern part of the United States. The languages spoken by native tribes are increasingly endangered as younger generations learn and speak English. One of the most endangered languages is called Siletz Dene. It was spoken on the Siletz Reservation, where the tribe lives on a protected area of land within the state of Oregon. The reservation was created in the 19th century to hold people from 27 different native groups. The groups spoke different languages, so they developed Chinook jargon to communicate with each other. With increased use of Chinook jargon and English, the number of people speaking their native languages decreased.
Today, only one person on the reservation speaks Siletz Dene, but others are learning. Living Tongues has helped the tribal members create a Siletz dictionary to preserve knowledge of this language. Here is a recording of several words in the dictionary.
Rastutche, te metl, suks, chinslu, daitante, slachen, manhuskas, bele.
Here is an example of the secret mixed language of Kalawaya, spoken by male traditional healers in a small community in southern Bolivia.
Nisi achane max chura mamane Kalawaya chari.
Kalawaya is a mixed language. It has some grammar structure and words from several other languages that are unknown or that have disappeared. Kalawaya is an ancient language. Traditional healers spoke the language at least as early as the 15th century, during the height of the Inca civilization. Why is it a secret language? Kalawaya is passed down within families from father to son as a way of protecting the special knowledge of healers.
Experts say bringing back threatened languages is not easy, but it is very important work. One example takes place in the American state of Hawaii. The United States first claimed Hawaii as a territory in 1898. 2 years before, the use of the Hawaiian language was banned in private and public schools. English became the official language of Hawaii. Slowly, fewer and fewer young natives learned to speak Hawaiian fluently. The language began to disappear. William Wilson teaches at the University of Hawaii. He says that in 1986, fewer than 50 children in Hawaii could speak their native language fluently. That same year, the language ban was lifted after extended protests by native groups. The Hawaiian language began to be taught again in schools. Mr. Wilson says about 2,000 children now speak Hawaiian. He says that, more importantly, many families now speak Hawaiian at home.
This past summer, the Voice of America held a discussion among experts called Endangered Languages, Saving Voices Before They Are Lost. Portland State University language expert Tucker Childs attended the event. Mr. Childs is currently working on documenting Bom and Kim, two endangered languages in Sierra Leone. His brother, Bart Childs, is a VOA reporter. Bart Childs made a series of videos that show Tucker Childs and his research team at work trying to save these endangered African languages. The videos show that any hope for protecting languages can be found in children and their willingness to learn. It is these young people who can keep this form of culture alive for future generations.
This program was written and produced by Dana Demange. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. You can learn more about Living Tongues and the Enduring Voices Project and find a link to Bart Child's videos on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.